All right, so get this. A town ditches trick-or-treating.
Ditches trick-or-treating. For what? Like a town meeting?
Even better, a town-wide Halloween scavenger hunt.
Okay, now that's just fun. Where did you even hear about this?
It's this children's book, The Great Halloween Scavenger Hunt, and honestly, the way they describe it's kind of genius.
Yeah, kids going crazy for a good scavenger hunt. I can see it.
It's more than that, though. Like, this isn't just some small town thing they put up with. The whole town is into it.
You mean like the adults are into it too?
Totally. The way the story's written, you can tell everyone's in on the fun, and it gets me thinking, like, what can we learn from this? You know, not just about throwing a good Halloween party, but about creating experiences, period.
All right, so break it down for me. What makes this scavenger hunt so special?
The clues.
Right.
They're not just go find a rock. They're like little poems, but for kids. One says, "Find something golden and crisp, hiding where the leaves like to dance."
Oh, I love that. As a kid, you're immediately picturing piles of leaves, right?
Exactly. And it's sneaky educational, too. You're using your senses, connecting to nature.
It's true. It's like they're not just saying go to the park. They're saying where do the leaves dance? You're seeing the familiar in a new way.
It's turning their town into a giant puzzle, but a fun one. And speaking of the town, did you notice how the clues use actual places? The park, Mr. Batcher's honey stand.
Yeah. I caught that. It wasn't just random stuff. It's like a tour of their town, but with a purpose.
Right. And I bet you anything, every kid in that town knows exactly which big oak tree they mean in the park clue.
It makes it personal, like a shared experience.
And speaking of shared experiences, remember how the story mentions all those kids working together?
You mean Gemma, Nehemiah, Sophia, and Noah? Yeah, they're quite the team.
Right. It's not about one kid being the hero and finding everything first.
It's like they're being set up for success, but as a group, which is a great lesson, by the way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And get this, the final prize isn't even candy.
No way. What is it then? A mountain of candy apples.
A lantern. But it's like the story's telling us, hey, that feeling you get when you solve a puzzle, when you work together, that's the real prize.
And the hot cider and treats they have after. Just the icing on the cake, right?
Totally. So here's my big takeaway. We talk about things being childish like it's a bad thing, This is all about problem solving, collaboration, using your brain. Don't we want that as adults too?
100%. The story is like a little reminder that sometimes we lose sight of that playful curiosity as we get older.
Exactly. So maybe the real challenge isn't the scavenger hunt itself. It's asking ourselves, how can we bring a little of that spirit back into our own lives, you know?
Now that's something to think about.